Hello, and welcome to all of our listeners who are joining us for the ICIS Americas podcast. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and on today's episode, we're doing a bit of an update on our podcast from last week that covered benzene and styrene. If you haven't listened to that one, I highly recommend you check it out. But for today, I'm chatting with Senior Editor Manager Zachary Moore on polystyrene and expandable polystyrene. Thanks for joining me today, Zachary.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
So, as it relates to last week's podcast, can you explain how the soaring benzene prices have impacted these markets?
Certainly. Well, the increase in benzene has put a lot of upward pressure, certainly on feedstock costs and definitely on price levels in general for both polystyrene and expandable polystyrene.
And so where has that left these markets? I understand there have been some EPS price increases. What's been the more direct approach there from it?
Yeah, we've seen a couple of producers in EPS have already started announcing increases for May. And that's a market where previously we had been thinking that the price was either going to be flat or down a little bit for this coming month. And in polystyrene, we're also starting to expect that there's going to be some price increases coming through, although we haven't seen an exact number yet. So it will be it'll be interesting to see where they do finally end up going.
And are these a direct result of the increasing feedstock costs, or you know what happened after the winter storm with these markets? I'm sure that had something to do with it there too.
Well, certainly the winter storm tightened supplies for both of these products. I mean, they're not produced so much in the U.S. Gulf. The production is spread out a little bit more, but they do rely on styrene monomer supplies that are mostly in the Gulf. So when we had all the production shutdowns in the U.S. Gulf, it did tighten supplies for both polystyrene and EPS. And lead to a couple of force majeure declarations, so it should help the supply situation as these products move forward.
Yeah, we heard last week how styrene production is coming back online at a steady pace, I should say right now. So I guess it was a little more insulated from some of the serious issues with products that were only produced in Texas or in the Gulf.
Yeah, a lot of the polystyrene EPS production is not right exactly in Texas or Louisiana, but does rely on styrene from Texas and Louisiana.
Right.
So, as those styrene monomer plants have been down, production has been limited.
And so if we turn to demand, what's that been like? Is it expected to stabilize a bit more? Is it pretty strong?
Yeah, demand for these products has been pretty good recently. And, overall manufacturing demand has been very good. And that has propped up a lot of these products. And in addition, there are some sectors that have done particularly well, like foam food packaging, for example, and residential demand, which is a big one for expandable polystyrene.
Right, something that's not expected to change anytime soon.
Exactly.
And so what's the outlook for, we're seeing these price spikes. So to get to a more, I guess, what would be considered a normal market? What's the time frame there?
That is a very good question. I think people are mostly hoping that perhaps by the end of May, mm-hmm. that we'll start to see a more, more normal kind of supply-demand situation emerge. So that's what people are really looking for and hoping towards.
Yeah, that seems to be the case for quite a few markets. Until you get to that month and then it gets pushed back again. But
right, exactly.
We'll see what happens come May, right?
Definitely.
Well, thanks for this update. I know it's not often we chat about PS and EPS on this podcast. And I'm sure you're going to keep everyone updated on these markets through our news site at icis.com. And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. If you don't already know, you can now listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify simply by searching ICIS Chemical Update and giving us a follow. Stay safe out there.